WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Strike called off. North Korea under watch. I'm Elliot Francis. Chicago teachers have reached a tentative agreement avoiding a strike today that could have affected 400,000 students. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Parents and taxpayers will be relieved and, more importantly, reassured that we all came together to work together with a common purpose. And students across Chicago will be in school this morning and on path to a stronger and brighter future.
The union says its members were sent to walk off the job early this morning. An issue during the negotiations, pension contributions, pay raises, staffing levels, and classroom funding. Well, North Korea could be set to launch more missiles. Correspondent Brian Todd tells more.
The monitoring group 38 North has new satellite pictures of the Sohae satellite launching station in North Korea, pictures which indicate something could be brewing.
North Korea has made 5 missile tests in recent months. I'm Elliot Francis. Samsung is halting sales of the Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. Joe Ramsey tells why.
Production of the Note 7 is being temporarily halted, according to South Korea's Yonhap news agency. Samsung is not confirming or denying that, but the company says it's adjusting its production schedule to ensure safety, following reports that replacements for the fire-prone phones were also overheating. Smoke from a replacement device forced the evacuation of a passenger plane in the U.S. last week. A fire in a phone meant to replace an earlier version that had already been recalled because of the risk of explosion. Also, AT&T and T-Mobile have decided to stop giving new Note 7 replacement smartphones to consumers. I'm Joe Ramsey.
In Florida, the deadline to register to vote for the general election has been pushed back to tomorrow. The state Supreme Court issued an emergency measure ordering all counties to accept new voter registrations for the November 8th election through Wednesday. The move comes days after Governor Scott declined to extend that deadline after appeals from Democratic Party officials. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Higher-ups at the Donald Trump campaign were not happy to find out that Virginia Trump Chairman Corey Stewart was organizing a protest outside RNC headquarters, so he's been fired.
Virginia campaign co-chairman John Frederick says they don't want to further alienate anyone.
He felt that his decision was not in the best interest of the Trump campaign and maybe in the best interest of his gubernatorial aspirations. And that was a decision that he had to make. We made ours.
Stewart, chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, is also running for governor next year. UVA political scientist Jeffrey Skelly says he was already on the ropes there.
Because the party decided in a very close vote to go to a primary instead of a convention system.
He says primaries tend to favor more establishment types. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. Council set to vote today to call on Metro to resume late-night service. Councilmember Jack Evans is also chairman of the Metro Board.
I'll be introducing a yes. It's called a sense of the council resolution that expresses the council's support, and hopefully it'll be unanimous support for Metro to maintain the late night hours.
As Metro's SafeTrack work continues, General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has indicated the shorter operational hours will remain. As the school population in Montgomery County continues to grow, the school board's trying to figure out where to put all those kids. The board got a reality check from James Song, the school system's director of facilities management.
It takes more than 5 to 6 years to build a high school. And elementary school, you know, the soonest you can build is 4 years. So is that growth that we're constantly having challenged with meeting up with capacity needs.
The biggest increase in the student population in Montgomery County has been at the elementary school level. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,329, the NASDAQ at 5,329. Sports, the Nats can finish off the Dodgers this afternoon after taking a 2-1 series lead in the National League Division Series. The Giants stay alive with a Game 3 win over the Cubs. Cleveland completes the sweep of the Red Sox to advance to the ALCS. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay beats Carolina. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle.
Thanks to Kara Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Kara Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in Maryland, an overnight crash closes the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Still, watch for the cleanup activity. You're being diverted off of the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Laurel, 198. That's as far as you can get right now, safe, coming out of Jessup. So from 198, you want to take that into Laurel over to Route 1, or you can continue 198 over to I-95 and then head down toward the Capitol Beltway. If you're on 197, you cannot go south there on that stretch of the BW Parkway. 270, quiet. We have two items on the Maryland Beltway that crews have been working on. The crash on the inner loop of the Beltway as you approach Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. They're trying to confine that all to the right shoulder, but still watch for police there at the scene and the flashing lights. And then the construction on the Beltway inner loop as you head through Bethesda, passing 355 and around toward George Avenue. They're picking up the last of the cones now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be in the upper 60s today and tomorrow. Clear start to the day today with some high clouds this afternoon. Let's make it 67. Tonight, partial clouds, 52, suburbs a little cooler. Sunshine with some clouds tomorrow up near 69. Even warmer, mid-70s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Burke, 48 in Bethesda, 48 in Washington. Well, now seems almost certain that Australia will remain one of the last Western countries to ban same-sex marriage. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Get up, everybody. Time to get up and seize the day. Carpe the diem. Get started. 7:05 this morning, Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner will join us. She's been keeping tab on all of the Hillary Clinton-related emails and documents that have been dropping into the well, and she'll have us a rundown on what's in them. At 7:15, yesterday he was fired as the campaign chair of Trump's campaign in Virginia because he had a protest outside RNC headquarters. Today, Corey Stewart will join us at 7:15. 7:35, Montgomery County School Board member Michael Durso. They're fighting with the governor over the calendar. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I don't condone what was said, and I spoke out against it. But the other part of my faith is I believe in grace. I've received it. I believe in it. I believe in forgiveness.
That was Governor Mike Pence yesterday addressing the fallout over Donald Trump's remarks from 11 years ago on a microphone that he didn't know was hot, talking about, well, a woman who he did think was hot. And it's amazing what Mike Pence was able to do yesterday. He is a Republican. He is a good man, a solid man, a Christian. And he has been able to turn the corner on supporting the man that he's on the ticket with, Donald Trump. And I'm guessing that you might be in a similar situation as Mike Pence. Let's think about it. If you believe all of the news you're hearing inside the Beltway right now, Republicans are tortured right now about supporting Donald Trump. They just can't do it. It's impossible. How can they possibly bring themselves to support such a man? And yet I'm thinking that it might be different, the conversation that you're having around your kitchen table outside of the Beltway. Let's face it. Republicans in the past have had the honor of voting for some really good men. Mitt Romney was a good man. Bob Dole, a good man. George Bush, good men. Both of them. Ronald Reagan, a very good man. Every American right now has the choice between two people who are not really good people. And we have to decide which one's going to be the better president, or for that matter, which one will be the worst president. And I wonder, how are you doing that? How are you reaching the point where, for the first time, you might be voting for someone who you don't necessarily think is a good man, but will make the better president? Explain your vote. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. I asked this yesterday of Governor John Sununu, a man who was very reluctant to support Donald Trump, but he's out there right now saying, Republicans, come on. And I asked him specifically yesterday, why are other Republicans having trouble doing what Mike Pence did?
The impact of what happened last night, in my opinion, is measured by the impact any debate has on the strategic moving forward in a campaign. And Republicans went into last night feeling a little bit depressed. They came out of it feeling a lot better. The Democrats went in cocky, and they came out not so cocky. And I think what Mike Pence was reflecting was somewhat a reflection of that change in mood amongst Republicans. I know he talked about it, at least the reports I've seen talked about it in terms of forgiveness. But when it comes down to evaluating whether you should or shouldn't support Donald Trump, or at least whether you should or shouldn't vote for Donald Trump, even if you have to go in, hold your nose and vote for Donald Trump, it's the alternative that makes it easy. And I think, without using those words, that's much of what Mike Pence was saying.
You would think that would make it easy, yeah.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Governor Sununu. I just said you would think that would make it easy, but we're seeing Paul Ryan, the reports today, Paul Ryan on a conference call with his members in the House said, listen, you guys just got to focus on your own races. You're on your own. Don't worry about the presidential race. What's going on there?
Well, that doesn't mean they're not going to vote for Trump. That means that if somebody asked them if they were going to vote for Trump, they're not going to say that they're not going to vote for Trump. Everybody has to run their own campaigns the way it fits both their locality, the philosophy of where they are, the perspectives of their voters. It's not the first time campaigns have been a bit disconnected.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think you're going to see over the next month, the next 4 weeks, 4 weeks and a day, people come to the realization that what Donald Trump tried to put on the table last night, it's a choice, and it's a choice between somebody that's going to make a real change or somebody that's going to be the third term of Barack Obama. And the more that sinks in, the more the differentiation like that sinks in, I think you're going to see people more comfortable in being part of the process.
So if you could, I always think you're a great advocate for the past presidential nominees. You were a great advocate for George W. Bush and for Mitt Romney 4 years ago. And I know that you know, this was a tough primary, I think, for all Republicans, let's face it. And Donald Trump is our nominee. I wonder if you could sort of help a lot of the Republican voters that may be listening right now, especially some in critical Northern Virginia, who heard what they heard on Friday. And even though they saw the debate last night, they are used to voting for a man that they are proud of. They are used to voting for an upright citizen like Mitt Romney. They remember voting for George Herbert Walker Bush, Bob Dole, John McCain, George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan. Can you help them cross the finish line here and, sure, and recognize the bigger picture?
The easy equation for me is that the alternative is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's two favorite surrogates are Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, and Elizabeth Warren, an unavowed socialist. And when I look at free tuition and expanded, you know, government control of health care and all those trends going in that direction, I'm not afraid to use the word. If Hillary Clinton gets elected, we're on the slippery slope to socialism. It destroys this country's capacity to continue in the tradition that we know. Donald Trump may have a potty mouth. He may have a foul mouth. He may be obnoxious at times, but socialism scares me much more than obnoxious.
First of all, as you know, since you're on the legendary WMAL, you get extra points for the alliteration there with the slippery slope to socialism. That was fantastic. Well done, sir. Let's go to a favorite common target that we love hammering, and that is the mainstream media and the sanctimony that we saw over the last 72 hours. If you had asked any member of the media, or for that matter, any Clinton supporter, Friday afternoon.
All right, that was Governor John Sununu yesterday on Washington's Drive in 5. And yeah, we then talked about the moderators and the media. So let's get to this here. You heard his response there. I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. If you're a Republican voter and you're used to voting for people that, you know, were kind of Boy Scoutish, and now you don't have that choice, well, what are you doing with your vote? And how are you having that conversation? How are you defending? Because these days it seems like Republicans have to defend their vote. And I'd like to hear you do it. 888-630-WMAL. John in Gainesville and Joe in Gainesville. We got John and Joe both in Gainesville. You stay right there. We're going to get to you first and the rest of you at 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, it seems like most of our morning activity, Maryland commuters are affected. Let's start on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We still have a closure, had a serious crash overnight. An investigation continues. So southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash happened between 198 and 197. You cannot get past 198 because then you'd be in the scene of the incident. So everyone taking off southbound B-Dub at 198. You can head into Laurel, take Route 1 or I-95, or if you're on 198 going westbound, then you can detour onto Laurel Bowie Road, and you can take 197, Laurel Bowie Road, onto the B-Dub. Northbound side, lanes are open, but you can see the accidents, a little bit of rubbernecking there. On the Beltway Interloop at Pennsylvania Avenue, accident cleanup continues just with a brief delay now, so it's actually improving everything on the shoulder. And on Metro Rail, they're starting off with some troubles on the Green Line. They're single tracking between Greenbelt and College Park due to unscheduled track repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful fall day today. Sunny to partly cloudy skies, high is 67. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 52. And tomorrow, we'll have a few clouds. Otherwise, pretty sunny, high of 69. Right now, a little cold, though, 49 degrees in the nation's capital at 516.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Now, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm deadened by all of the attacks on Republican candidates in the past. I'm used to Democrats and the mainstream media saying that the Republican nominee is racist and sexist and xenophobic and what have you, and fill in all the blanks. I mean, for crying out loud, they said that Mitt Romney was sexist because he had binders full of women. So part of me is already sort of deadened from these attacks. But here's the other thing. You know, again, this audio was 11 years ago. It was a condition where the man didn't know he was being recorded. And I'm always a little sketchy about making a judgment about somebody when they're talking when they don't know they're being recorded. Something tells me that in John McCain's naval career, he may have had a conversation that may have been a little salty.
Yeah.
At some point.
I imagine so.
And for that matter, hanging out in the cloakroom of the U.S. Senate with Ted Kennedy and Chris Dodd, he might have had some salty conversations in his past. Maybe I don't put my politicians on a pedestal in the first place. I don't think that they're Boy Scouts, even if they pretend to be Boy. Now, listen, Mitt Romney may very well have been a Boy Scout. But beyond that, here's the difference. What Donald Trump said makes him a lewd individual in private. But, however, his actions in the past haven't affected any American lives. His actions haven't affected our economy. His actions haven't affected my children's lives. And nor do I think that his actions will negatively impact my children's lives or the lives of Americans in the future. I do think that that's the case with Hillary Clinton. And one last thing, if I had told you last Friday morning that a tape was going to be dumped that afternoon, mm-hmm. and it was going to have a major American political figure saying these things, these very specific things about women, and I told you it was Bill Clinton, you'd believe it in a second, wouldn't you?
Yep.
In fact, any Clinton supporter would probably... Do you think any Clinton supporter would say, well, that's not Bill, that's not the Bill I know?
No.
So let's just grow up a little here.
All right. Look, I've struggled at times with Donald Trump as the nominee. He was never my first choice. I've said that. I've been clear about that. I do have concerns at times about his behavior. He is an imperfect vessel. Absolutely, as we all are. And I'm reminded by Governor Pence correctly that we all fall short from time to time. We all make mistakes, and I certainly have made my share of them. But as I look at the whole thing, I come down to the conclusion that I want to see the excesses of the Obama administration rolled back. I do not want a Supreme Court that goes decidedly to the left for the next 20, perhaps 30 years. I look at the Senate races right now, and it's entirely possible that the Senate could be 50-50. And therefore, the person who is chosen as our vice president will be very important as well, because that will determine the control of the Senate. And yeah, no matter what happens, even if you win the presidency, if you don't have the Senate, you can't get much done. That's just the way it works. So he's imperfect. as I am, as we all are. However, he's the man I'm still going to support. And so I have to get past it, and I look past it, and I hope what happens here is what happens sometimes throughout history, that an imperfect vessel rises to the occasion. And that's what I'm hoping.
Let's start with Joe in Gainesville. Joe, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Joe.
Hey, yeah, this is real simple math for me. Everything that Trump is being accused of makes him perhaps lewd and obnoxious and all those things, but he's not a lifelong, multi-time, unindicted felon who destroys evidence, endangers the peace and security by violating the Espionage Act, lies constantly. And if I could say another thing, too, for everybody who thinks they're taking the high road by voting for a third or fourth party candidate, the time to be idealistic is in the 3.5 years before you end up with one of two candidates who's actually going to win. So get your head out of your fourth point of contact and figure it out.
Well said, Joe. Thank you, sir. I agree with you. Anybody who's to say, I can't vote for either one of them, I'll vote for someone else, they're doing it for themselves. They're doing it so that they have something to say for the next 4 years. Oh, don't look at me. I didn't vote for him. I voted. Bob in King George, you're on WMAL. Hello, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'd just like to say, Trump says what we feel, a lot of people feel. Nobody's perfect. We've all done things and said things in the past. That doesn't mean we're the same person we were. Hillary Clinton, she's proved who she is. She'll never change.
So, Bob, what do you say to the... I've seen so many of these commentators and so many people in the media and politicians saying, oh, what he said was beyond the pale. I've never been in a locker room where I've heard things like that. I've never been at a poker game or out at a guy's night out and I've heard things like that. I don't know what he's talking about. Are these men who are just worried about what their wife will say when they come home?
Pretty much. They're basically liars. We all said something about somebody.
We just haven't had a live mic.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, I go hunt with my friends, things like that. What do guys do? They talk about women. They talk about cars.
And sometimes it gets crude.
Exactly. And if you've ever been around a gathering on women, they're worse than we are when they talk. I've been there and heard it.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it, and so have I. Over the weekend, I was with my family, my brothers and my dad. And by the way, in that setting, things are said as well, believe it or not, sometimes even about women. And my dad said to me, so when you have a conversation with your teenage daughters about this, because they'll bring it up, what will you say? And I'm going to use this as a teachable moment. It's good for women, young girls, to know how men can be and what goes on in their minds. And sometimes it's revealed. And sometimes, you know, that doesn't mean that men need to be shamed. It doesn't mean that men are pariahs. It means that men are different than women. And we've got a little glimpse into this. And guess what? I'm pretty sure if we had a microphone in the Oval Office during the John F. Kennedy administration, we might have heard some similar things. I could be wrong. More of your calls in a moment. It's 5:23.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Let's talk about home security for just a moment. Ackerman Security Systems can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring starting at the great price of $19.95 a month. So why are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring? Make the switch to Ackerman and save. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. They make it very, very easy to make the switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place and get the peace of mind that comes with great monitoring from Ackerman starting at only $19.95. a month. At Ackerman, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And here's one more great reason. If you mention WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free if you make the decision in the month of October. You know, with daylight savings time soon to end, with the sun setting earlier, holiday travel around the corner, make sure your home and your family are protected with Ackerman. Call now and make the switch and save. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or visit Ackerman Security.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Hello, Jamie Whitten. How's the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center?
Good morning. Here we go. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Not so good. We had an overnight crash, serious, multiple cars involved, and the investigation continues. So, if you normally come south on the Baltimore, Washington Parkway, you need to head between 198 and 197. It's not going to happen. So, think about your alternates 95, Route 1, 29. So, southbound BW Parkway, everyone diverted off to 198. You can take 198 or Route 1 or 95. Northbound side of the Baltimore, Washington Parkway, your lanes are open. Also to note, if you're on 197, police are allowing you to go southbound on the B-dub. So southbound on the B-dub, you can get by if you're on 197. On the Beltway, looks good now. Interloop, Pennsylvania Avenue, crash to the shoulder, no longer any delay, and then we're still up at speed, continuing to and across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Virginia's been quiet. 66, Greenway Toll Road, 395, good across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be in the upper 60s today and tomorrow. Clear start to the day today with some high clouds this afternoon. Let's make it 67. Tonight, partial clouds, 52. Suburbs a little cooler. Sunshine with some clouds tomorrow up near 69. Even warmer, mid-70s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Put on a sweater. It's 49 degrees right now at 527.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
You know, it takes a big man to know when he's wrong and to admit it and to have the humility to apologize and be transparent and be vulnerable with people. And Donald Trump last night showed that he's a big man.
Mike Pence has figured out how to be a Republican, stand by his values, and still vote for Donald Trump. Are you having issues with that, or are you standing by the candidate? And what's your argument to all those people who are saying, he's not an outstanding person? I mean, that's what Paul Ryan is letting the Republicans off the hook now. Paul Ryan's saying, hey, you don't have to defend this guy. You just go on your own. Sue in Damascus, interested in your take. Sue, you're on WML. Sue, you're a woman. You're supposed to be clutching your pearls and absolutely offended by what you heard, Sue.
Good morning, Sue.
No, I'm not one of those women. I'm a realist, and I know that it must not be too terribly offensive because 80 million women bought 50 Shades of Grey. The other thing is that
you know, that's a very good point. All of the women on CNN and NBC and on the networks who are decrying this stuff, I would like to know if they have read 50 Shades of Grey and whether they passed it around to their girlfriends or not.
Yeah, and the other thing is, regardless of all the despicable things Hillary's done, the lying, the crookedness, everything else about her, as a woman, I say to myself, what kind of a woman stays married to a rapist? And that is the reason I'm not going to ever vote for her. My millennial daughters will not vote for her. And, you know, when you just look at the despicable things her own husband has done, and she has stayed married to him. So she's condoned it. That is not a leader for our country. That is not a role model for women or men.
Yep.
And quite frankly, you know, this is a person who has, you know, leads a bunch of women who like emasculating men. And then wonder why they won't give up their seat on the Metro.
Thank you, Sue. You said it all and then some. Listen, we're going to be talking about this all morning long, of course, because it's on everyone's mind. I know that you're all eager to get in. So if you didn't get in this round, stick with us. We'll be having more opportunities. Right now it's 529.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Coming up, did Donald Trump really say that he'd throw his opponent in jail after he won the election? He's being compared to Stalin and Mugabe and a banana republic. Is that really what he said? We'll take the media to task after this.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and part of a major commuter thoroughfare in Maryland is closed at this hour because of some overnight police activity. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, what is the trouble spot?
Well, it's the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and it is shut down southbound side at 198, so you need to think about your alternates, and I'll go through that in the traffic report as well, but you cannot get past 198 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. In the 1 o'clock hour, apparently there was a carjacking, and then it resulted in this multi-car crash. So investigation is still ongoing. Northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 198, your lanes are open. And then we'll have a look at your overall traffic coming up soon.
Rescue teams are still at work across eastern North Carolina as floodwaters brought on by Hurricane Matthew roar downstream.
We're still rescuing people as we speak right down the street.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory underscoring the crisis still playing out amid massive flooding left by Hurricane Matthew. Those not stranded by flooding, heartbroken by the ongoing devastation it's causing.
If it still keeps on coming, they're going to lose quite a few homes here.
Adding to the suffering, widespread power outages. Governor McCrory saying that more than a million people, a full 10% of the state's population, were likely left without electricity. I'm Reed Binion.
The Chicago Teachers Union will not be going on strike today. School Board President Frank Clark announced a tentative deal late last night.
Hundreds of thousands of Chicago public school students are going to be exactly where they're supposed to be. In school.
The union had set today as the strike deadline. Donald Trump's campaign has fired its Virginia chairman, Corey Stewart, for leading a protest outside RNC headquarters to complain that the party establishment's undercutting Trump. But a defiant Stewart told ABC 7,
"If this helps in any way, shape, or form to cast light on this problem, on this betrayal by the RNC and the Republican establishment, then I'm fine with it."
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,329. The NASDAQ at 53,29. Sports, the Nats beat the Dodgers to go ahead 2-1 in the NLDS. The Giants beat the Cubs to stay alive. American League, the Indians finish off the Red Sox. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay wins. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There's nothing like getting home from work and seeing a package you've ordered, but then discovering it's been stolen. Protect your packages. 7 on Your Side shows you how to outsmart porch pirates. Watch ABC 7 News at 6 tonight when you get home.
Tonight, it's a whole new night of ABC Funny Premiere. Starting with The Middle on its new night.
They're growing up, moving on.
Good. It's American Housewife, the new comedy they're calling flat out awesome.
The freezer? I asked you to hide the candy, not make it more delicious.
New time for Fresh Off the Boat in Taiwan with guest star Ken Jeong.
We flew direct.
And The Real O'Neals. New time, more What the Funny.
I'm just going to hop on the Rainbow Bat phone and call everyone.
Followed by Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. 7 on Your Side, four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words 7 on Your Side.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HiBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HiBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With Hybridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about Hybridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHybridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland, planning your ride on the interstates around the Beltway, okay for now. No problems now through Bethesda, Silver Spring, and to the Wilson Bridge. Planning the ride to get to the Beltway, that is so important. We have the closure in place. Baltimore-Washington Parkway shut down southbound at 198. Your northbound lanes are open. We have a multi-car crash and investigation now ongoing, so you cannot get past 198 on the BW Parkway. So you want to head over toward 95, Route 1, 29. Those can all be options and alternates for you. Planning before you get into the backups definitely will save you some time. But again, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway shut down, 198. 270, no problems to report as you come out of the Frederick area down through to the Beltway. Of course, the volume as we try to push in through Urbana. Same story with Virginia. We've had the volume on 95 in Stafford and again heading into Woodbridge, but lanes have been open on Metro Rail. Green Line, unscheduled track repairs, and as a result of that, single tracking between Greenbelt College Park. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warming temperatures on the backside of high pressure. A few clouds, a clear sky this morning, this afternoon. Sun with some high clouds, 67 degrees. Tonight, partial clouds down near 52. Suburbs down into the 40s. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, 69. Mid-70s, more sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Manassas, 37 and only 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
A big thank you to Aaron McPike yesterday for filling in for me. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson, and we are thrilled to be giving you Mornings on the Mall today. Coming up at 7:05, Sarah Westwood has been pouring through the latest WikiLeaks dump of Hillary Clinton emails, and there's plenty to talk about there. 7:15, Corey Stewart, he just got fired as the head of the Trump campaign in Virginia. He'll tell you why. At 7:35, Michael Durso, he's with the Montgomery County School Board, and he'll explain why he defied Governor Hogan's scheduling rules about Labor Day. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, I don't know about you, but for me, that was one of the great moments of the debate the other night. I loved that. It was a great little counterpunch, and it was really, you know, an expression of what many people have felt, that Hillary Clinton has been able to skate for so long, despite the many questionable things that she has done, and that the system is stacked in a way that she's not going to be fairly and unbiasedly investigated for the things that she's accused of doing. So I was shocked, and I think many people were shocked, to hear a lot of blowback about that comment by Donald Trump. For example, Shepard Smith on your Fox News channel took Donald Trump to task for that.
He said she's a liar, said she has hate in her heart, said were he president, she'd be in jail, and that if he does become president, he'll instruct his Justice Department to investigate her. Great stuff for your campaign base. The base that's been running against the Clintons for a long time, and frankly, many of whom have been hating the Clintons and everything about them for decades and decades.
Well, and that he's not alone, by the way. Listen to this. This is a guy by the name of Paul Charlton, a federal prosecutor who served as the U.S. Attorney for Arizona under President George Bush, quoted it by Politico. For Donald Trump to say he will have a special prosecutor appointed and tried and convicted and she'd go to jail is wholly inappropriate. The kind of talk more befitting a third world country than our democracy. He goes on. Oh, wait, it gets really good here. You'll love this. Added Charlton, the Department of Justice isn't a political tool. Stop for a moment and just think about that. The Department of Justice isn't a political tool, and it ought not be employed that way. Look, I got to tell you, that's first of all, I think it's unfair. I think it's completely unfair because what Donald Trump said was, look, I'm gonna have my attorney general appoint a special prosecutor. What does a special prosecutor do? A special prosecutor comes in and independently looks at the facts and makes a recommendation about whether or not there should be a prosecution of that particular case. That's not to say that she's just the day that he was sworn into office on January 20th, they send the federal marshals over to arrest Hillary Clinton. And that's what other people have drawn from his comments. I think that's wholly, out of line. And I think it's a much ado about nothing. All he's saying is that if I am the president of the United States, we're going to care about things like the rule of law. And we're going to make sure that no one is above the law. And that's all that I think Donald Trump is saying here. I sort of laugh when I hear, you know, all of this consternation about, oh, well, Donald Trump is acting like a third world dictator. If he became president, that's what we're in for. I think all he's saying is we're going to insist that the law, that the law is the law and that the rule of law matters in this country.
Oh, yeah. The histrionics from the media are ridiculous. And here's more of Shep Smith going into this whole comparison of Donald Trump and some fascist third world dictator.
The base has always won it, and the base got it in spades last night. I mean, it might have been bordering on unconstitutional, maybe even something almost definitionally fascist.
What? Oh, come on. And listen, here's who started it. Andrea Mitchell on Twitter during the debate said, I'm trying to get my head around a candidate declaring that if he wins, he'll get Justice Department to appoint a special prosecutor to lock up opponent. He didn't say he would get a special prosecutor to lock up opponent. And then afterwards, Dana Bash on CNN, what makes this country different from countries with dictators in Africa or Stalin or Hitler or any of those countries with dictators or totalitarian leaders is that when they took over, they put their opponents in jail. That's not what Donald Trump said. But they're and CNN doubled down on this, saying what Donald Trump promised to do is what Vladimir Putin and Robert Mugabe have done. You know, Robert Mugabe, a murderous dictator who actually slaughters his opponents. What did Donald Trump say? He said, I will ask my attorney general to appoint a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
Yeah, and he may independently believe that the facts will lead to that, and yeah. I think that's what he's saying.
So comparing him to Banana Republic, that's interesting. You know, the attorney general under Barack Obama has been unable to muster any kind of legitimate investigation into Hillary Clinton, even though a majority of Americans believe that she broke the law. Did you know that? That's according to a poll written up in The Hill. And this is a poll of the Associated Press. 92% of Americans in the Associated Press poll said that Clinton's email setup either broke the law or was poor judgment. 92%. And the majority, something like 61%, say that she broke the law. But the attorney general hasn't been able to do an investigation. The FBI investigation actually seems like it was fixed from the start, mm-hmm. giving unprecedented immunity to the key players in the scandal. And the attorney general role met privately with Clinton's husband, who was a former president. And that meeting was secret. And the FBI told reporters that they couldn't take pictures of the meeting. That sounds pretty Banana Republic to me.
Sure does.
And yet Donald Trump is being accused of that kind of thing. It's absolutely outrageous and typical of the media. And I'm glad we had this opportunity to
clarify,
lightly push back and
that's
clarify.
That's exactly right. It's what we do here on Mornings in the Mall. 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq.
The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts October 24th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fines, the one, the only, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, we have so much going on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Yes, at this early hour. In fact, for hours, crews have been dealing with a serious crash. It started off as a carjacking and then resulted in a multi-car crash, shutting down southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway at 198. So, as all this is going on, you need to plan for your alternates, heading over to Route 1, 95, 29, some of those roads, that could work for you. And right now, still moving pretty well on all of those arteries, but sure to pick up some of that bailout volume. And what I would do if I were you, coming out of Jessup, I wouldn't go past 32, because that's where you start to just inch along for the road closure up ahead. Northbound commuters, your travel lanes are open, so if you're coming out of Greenbelt and pushing north, you can get by, but you'll see all the activity. On 270 South, it's just the volume through Urbana. No problems currently on the Beltway. Let's get you in from the west, and it's about to stop and go already through Manassas and Centerville. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, a bit of volume as well. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly clear and crisp mornings and sunny afternoons with temperatures hovering a couple degrees below normal right on through tomorrow. Sunshine with some afternoon clouds today, 67. Partial clouds tonight, 52. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 degrees in the nation's capital, 547.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
The Montgomery County Board of Education, bless their hearts. Larry Hogan and Comptroller Peter Francho, remember, about a month ago, had a much ballyhooed announcement over there in Ocean City, Maryland, where they said that it's a new law now, a directive from the executive of the state, that all school boards should readjust their schedules starting next year so that no school starts before Labor Day. I mean, it was pretty clear. It was cut and dry. It's the new law in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
You may quarrel with it. You may not like it. But you know what? Elections have consequences. And he's made this determination, the governor has. And so now these school boards are putting together their schedules. And so far, everybody's figured out a way to tinker with it and make it work. Except for Montgomery County. They've not quite been able to make it happen. They're going to be starting a week before Labor Day, according to the schedule. The first day will be August 28th, I believe, is the day that they're going to be starting next year. And one must wonder if Montgomery County School Board is in the business of instructing our children and being good examples to our children. What does it say about them that they can't even display to the kids in the school? school district that they have figured out a way to follow rules and obey authority and get things done. So if your kid is in Montgomery County School Board and they have a deadline and they've got homework that's due and they don't do it completely, or maybe they fudge it and don't follow the rules, or they're a week late when it had to be done, they can just say, well, listen, I mean, just like the school board couldn't figure out how to do their schedule on time, I couldn't do my homework on time.
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar right now that's in place, and there's an awful lot of in-service days.
Of course.
An awful lot of early release days. There's 2 days where teachers and students don't go to school in the month of October, and I can't understand why, except that it's something that they negotiated with the union, and they don't want to go back to the union and ask for those days back.
Well, we will have the opportunity to ask the president of the Montgomery County School Board, Michael Dorso. He will be here at 7:35 to explain why he couldn't get his homework completed on time and why he couldn't follow the instructions of the principal, in this case, Governor Larry Hogan. So make sure you tune in for that. You can kind of tell where Brian and I are coming from on this one. Here comes Rush Limbaugh.
90 minutes before the Sunday debate, Donald Trump did something that probably shocked the Republican consultant class more than his using the P word 11 years ago did. He held a media event surrounded by women who accused Bill Clinton of sexual misconduct. Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, and Juanita Broderick sat with Trump, who didn't say much. Kathy Shelton was also there. At age 12, she was raped by a hardened criminal. Hillary Clinton, then a young lawyer, represented the convict and basically blamed the 12-year-old victim for getting raped. Hillary claimed the child fantasized about older men. The rapist got a light sentence. Hillary later laughed about the case. Juanita Broderick, who accused Bill Clinton of raping her in 1978, explained why she chose to attend the event. She said, "Mr. Trump may have said some bad words, but Bill Clinton raped me and Hillary Clinton threatened me." Long after this election cycle is over, historians, political scientists, and other professional political analysts are going to study all the elements that made this particular contest so unique. And one thing many in the Republican base find exceptional is that Donald Trump doesn't back down from the fight. Even after the drive-by media whacks him with everything they've got, he keeps fighting and maybe doubles down even. When some Republicans run to the cameras to announce they're unendorsing him, Trump keeps fighting. Despite the odds, he does not tuck tail and run. And that's why his supporters are still with him, and they're not going anywhere.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the long-awaited Esotique XV from Chamonix. Esotique XV combines cutting-edge plant stem cell therapy with natural peptides. This fourth-generation Esotique is so advanced, it makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles a thing of the past. And due to the combination of key ingredients, it also targets skin redness and old scars. I use it. I can't believe the difference. Neither will you. And here's another small miracle. Call now to try Esotique XV for a whole month absolutely free. That's right. For only a small shipping fee, Chamonix will rush you the brand new Esotique XV to experience in the comfort of your own home. You'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear off your face, or you don't pay. Call right now and you'll also get the new Liposomal Deep Firming Serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV right now. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you don't look 20 years younger, you don't pay. It's that simple. Call them 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not on mile 2 of my early morning run. I'm out searching for clues in the abandoned toy factory near the cemetery. As I make my way down to the basement, I can't help but feel like I'm being followed. Did that doll just move?
Who's there? They're getting closer!
I should really get a treadmill.
Go to audible.com/act now and your first download is free. Audible, stories that surround you.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle, it's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we are busy on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and that's an understatement. Here we go. Southbound shut down completely. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway. You cannot go past 198. Crash up ahead before you get to 197. Multiple cars involved. Investigation ongoing. Delays are now beginning on the approach to Route 32. So that's the last point where I would bail out and head over to Route 1, 95, 29. Think about some of those arteries as your alternates this morning and avoid getting on the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway pushing through Jessup and Laurel. Now, if you join onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway from 197, you are able to go southbound. So those lanes are open. You can get down through to the Beltway. Northbound B-Dub lanes open. George Washington Parkway, uneventful. 270, volume 66, 95, and 395 in our normal area, starting to see some of the stop and go. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some beautiful fall-like weather here over the next few days. 67, a few afternoon clouds with sunshine today. Tonight down near 52, partial clouds. Tomorrow clouds and sunshine with a high near 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 48 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
It's Brian Wilson from my friends at Ackerman Security System. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable certified monitoring at a great price of only $19.95 a month? Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and start saving now. Why Ackerman? Because first of all, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Secondly, they make it really easy to make the switch. They can even leave your existing equipment in place and you'll get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month rate. At Ackerman Security, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Need another reason? During the month of October, just mention you heard the ad on WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With daylight savings time ending, with the sun setting earlier, holiday travel around the corner, make sure your home and family are always safe and secure. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security right now. Get protected. Switch and save. Call 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it.
Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rentestate. Call 202-625-4370.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Why is it the Democrats say that we should believe and support women who've been sexually assaulted unless they've been sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton? We'll talk about that.
Also, Bob Schieffer said that debate Sunday night was disgraceful. And we keep hearing from pundits and people in the media that this is the